This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
What a screamer.
You're not the first person to tell me that, Dean.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, helping you handle your hump day in style, like we do each and every week here on Joy 94.9. But it's a special show today, isn't it, Robbie?
It certainly is, Dean. I'm excited. Are you excited?
I'm excited, not just because we're going to have a whole gaggle of guests, including every competitor in the Mr. Australasia Bear competition this year, but we're launching Joy 94.9's Donate-a-thon.
Yay! How excited. No, Donate-a-thon, Donation Drive Week is a massive week at Joy. We did have Radiothon last week where we were
A couple of weeks ago we were asking for memberships, yeah?
Yeah, and now it's time for us to ask you for money.
Many of you may not know this, but keeping Joy on the airwaves is not easy, and it costs $1.91 for every minute that Joy is on the air. We've just wasted like at least $6.
I heard it cost double that to have you here, though.
Oh, look, if only. But it's a whole heap of LGBTI volunteers and allies here working at the station, keeping our voices out loud and proud. And this week we are launching, it's our donation drive where we put the call out to see if you'd like, if you've got any spare cash behind the couch, any spare change anywhere. And you know what? Before the end of the financial year, why not throw it Joy's way?
Yeah, absolutely, Dean. And I do joke, but we are all volunteers here and we all give up our time. We do have a small amount of staff that help keep Joy together.
Very, very hard.
But we are mainly run by volunteers and it does cost a lot of money to keep Joy on your air.
It really
over
does.
$100 an hour,
it really does. Absolutely. So every little bit can help. So you'll be hearing us say this a few times during the show, maybe 25, 26. and during the whole week, there's a host of different shows on Joy who are all doing different ways to get you to donate and help give so that Joy may grow. And it's all kicking off today.
It is. And it's very exciting. But Dean, we're not just asking for your money. We're going to give you something in return.
Oh, we are, aren't we? That's right.
We have two very, 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 very exciting prizes to give away to anyone who donates $10 or more over the entire of Donation Drive, which goes right through till next
Thursday morning when it's Dollar for Dollar Hour of Power.
Of course. So we have two very exciting prizes. So for every $10 you donate, it doesn't have to be separate donations, just for every $10 value that you've donated, you will receive an entry into our fantastic prize draw. Two fantastic prizes, Dean.
Yep, the first prize is two business class return tickets to LA or the destination of your choice. That's right, two business class return tickets to Los Angeles or another Virgin Australia destination valued up to $15,000. That's donated thanks to David McCarthy and Velocity Rewards. David Mac and McCarthy does SatMag here on Joy. And it's, like we said, valued up to $15,000. Oh, that's absolutely awesome. So for every $10 donation, you go into the draw to win that. But there's also a runner-up prize.
There certainly is. Just as exciting as the runner-up prize is a $2,000 RACV voucher, which is $2,000 worth of RACV gift cards. Now, people think RACV, you know, they help you when you break down on the side of the road, but that's not all. RACV has 9 resort locations across Australia where these $2,000 will be able to be used. You can go to the Mornington Peninsula, you can go to Noosa, you can use it on the Gold Coast.
That sounds awesome.
And have a holiday in style.
Oh, look, I love the sound of that, especially with this in Melbourne, this dreary Melbourne weather has turned its head. But if you're not in Melbourne and somewhere else, you can still donate and go into the draw to win these fantastic prizes.
How do people donate, Dean?
Just head to the Joy website at joy.org.au and you can donate there. It's that simple.
Fantastic. We'll even give you a shout-out on air if you do it during our
show. We're absolutely going to give you many, many shout-outs on air. We've got a fabulous show coming your way. We're going to be speaking to the president of the Melbourne Chargers because the Chargers are playing at Amy Park this Friday.
How exciting.
We've got a whole gaggle of Bears coming in. Robbie's very excited about that.
Bears.
Brody Turner coming in telling us all about the latest issue of Archer magazine. So it's a whole heap of queer fun coming your way.
As it is each and every week, Dean.
As we help you handle your hump day in style with Robbie and Dean on Mad Wednesday.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. That's I'm So Tired by Troye Sivan.
It's my theme song this week, Robbie.
Dean,
Busy homosexual has been also busy this week. There's been so many events going on. I've been running around like crazy. It's been so much fun. Remember last week how you were saying there's so much going on in our little queer world and just our little queer corner here in Melbourne, and there's so much happening. It was so great to be a part of. Well, I dove into everything this
weekend. I think you're busy nearly every night this week,
and
which
I've
is
got
crazy.
To admit, I'm like, we're here, we're at the hump day. You can hear a bit of congestion in my voice. I'm not going to lie.
But we're nowhere near the finish line yet, Dean, so I need you to keep pushing, please.
I'll wheel my coffin down. At my own funeral, I'll push my own coffin out of the chapel.
Well, Dean, on the other end of the busy spectrum, I've been on annual leave this week, so I've been thoroughly enjoying my regular sleep-ins. And
so you've been sleeping in and cleaning the house?
I wouldn't say cleaning the house, Dean. I've certainly been sleeping a lot. I must have built up a lot of, sleep debt that's suddenly just working itself out. I keep waking up and going, oh, gosh, nice, it's morning, and going, oh, no, 12 o'clock.
And you can just lie there. I maybe have that coming Friday, so maybe I'll look forward to that. But then again, that'll be me next week. So you're on annual leave, you're on holiday, I'm in busy homosexual mode. But next week, Robbie, I'm hopping on a boat.
Oh, would you imagine? Dean takes to the high seas.
Dean is taking to the high seas.
Army arties.
It's going to be a whole lot of fun. I'm heading all the way to Hobart for Dark Mofo. I'm very excited about it.
I know. What a glamorous journey all the way.
I've never been on a boat before,
there.
Robbie. I've really? Never been on a boat. Well, I mean, like, not to this degree.
Not a cruise.
Not a cruise. Not spending a night on the boat. It's like, I'm told it's like a mini hotel.
Yeah.
So have you ever been on a cruise?
I haven't done a cruise. I've been wanting to do a cruise for so long because they just seem so great, especially something like what you're doing, this Points of Difference cruise, which is sort of got its own group of queer people all sort of partying together on this
boat.
It's
going to be a whole heap of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to miss you, Dean.
Oh, it'll just be for 1 week. I'm sure you'll feel, five or six people can come in and help you out.
Yeah, no, I am replacing you with a minimum of two people at this stage.
That's right. Next week, the Cam from Trans POV and formerly The Woods is coming to join you, and also the fabulous Lisa Mann.
Yeah, Melbourne drag sensation Lisa Mann is also going to fill a chair for you.
Oh, very exciting. I mean, Robbie's barely going to be able to get a word in edgewise.
No, I wouldn't know what that's like, Dean.
I feel very attacked. But now you're on holiday. Annual leave. You've been taking it easy. How's it going?
Look, it's going great. We've talked before about the fact that I was very late to the Game of Thrones party, so I'm...
You've been catching up.
I've just finished season 7. I'm about to start the final season of Game of Thrones. I'm very excited about that.
Take a breather just before you do, because it's not one of those shows you can just watch back to back.
Yeah. It's been solid. It's been pretty solid. It's been sleep and Game of Thrones in my life. I mean, it was a busy. We had a really busy public holiday weekend, of course. But aside from that,
getting the groceries and things like that.
No, Jane, stop thinking that I do anything around the house. You're really wrong about that. That's what my husband is for. I mean, I love you, Dave.
Yeah, good save. Well, there's a whole heap of fun coming your way this afternoon. But this is our regular shout out to let you know that it is donation week here on Joy 94.9. It takes $1.91 every minute to keep Joy out loud and proud on the community radio airwaves. And we need your help to keep it going. And before the end of the financial year, why wouldn't you go behind the back of the couch cushions and see what you've got and throw some dollars Joy's way?
Yeah, absolutely. And the best thing about this for you is that for every $10 that you donate, you do go into the draw to either win two business class return trips to LA or a destination of your choice at similar value, or a $200 RACV voucher to use at any...
$2,000.
What did I say?
$200.
Oh, what a terrible promotion. Congratulations, it's $2,000 RACV voucher, which you can use at any of the RACV resorts or at the RAVCV shop. Fantastic prizes to give away.
It's really wonderful.
Help keep Joy on air.
And we don't ask this all the time. We had our membership drive a couple of weeks ago. You know, for another week out of the year, just before the end of the financial year, we jump on the airwaves that we use to entertain you and educate you and inform you all throughout the year. And let you know that keeping this making this happen on the airwaves, it doesn't come for free.
It does
cost a little bit of cashish. So, you know, that
and it doesn't happen
helps.
Without your donations.
Exactly. It doesn't
That's
help.
Where we get that cashish.
We have so many volunteers giving their time, but, you know, we've got to keep the lights on, got to do things like that. But another thing that you need to know as well, that's happening for the next week, our donation drive, and it's ending with an hour of power running from 8 till 9 a.m. on Thursday, the 20th of June, during Tom and Mikey's morning show.
I love this, Gene. This is, you can hold on to your donation and donate it in that time if you want it matched dollar for dollar.
It's a matched funding hour where generous patrons match their donations for dollar during the drive. So every dollar donated during 8 to 9 next Thursday the 20th of June, will be doubled up. I know a lot of people like to hold off during Radiothon, save their money for then. Oh, sorry, not Radiothon, Donate-a-thon. Save their money for then and give it all then. I know I do that as well. But if you've got a spare $10, instead of, you know, going and getting that packet of ciggies, is that how much a packet of ciggies are? I don't even know. Something else, why don't you give it towards Joy? Jump on the Joy website, hit us up on joy.org.au and give so that Joy may grow. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean, helping you handle your hump day in style. And it's Donation Drive here on Joy 94.9, where we ask you to give so that Joy may grow. And many of the shows are doing some very interesting special little things when during their shows, during the next week, during Donation Drive. And one of them is Pete Thunder, who does Saturday sessions. Hey, Pete, how's it going?
Hey, I was about to say good morning, because I'm only used to being on there in the morning, but afternoon.
Did I say good morning?
No, I was going to.
Okay.
No, it's dark outside now. It's night time.
Yeah. Now, you decided to do something very crazy for your donation drive show, haven't
you?
Yeah,
I was trying to come up with an idea of how to best generate as many donations as possible, particularly on a Saturday morning where it can be a little bit quiet. And then I had a separate conversation about my life motto, and those two conversations merged in my head. So on a Saturday morning, I'm going to have my life motto tattooed on the inside of my right arm.
What's your life motto?
Don't live your life
by... Donate to Joy?
No. It's don't live your life by other people's limitations.
So how does that... How are we weaving that into Donation Drive?
Well, we're going to be here. It's Alex from Youth in Control, and I are going to be in the studio from 7 till 8, and we're hoping to get 16 donations in that hour,
okay,
which will be the trigger for us to head down to...
Oh, so you're going
to
go and get it on Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, awesome.
Yeah. So Vic Market Tattoos came on board, which was pretty cool because they've been consistently one of the best tattoo places in Melbourne. And, from about 5
so
to 9.
So if you get 16 donations, you're getting that...
We're getting it started. But the risk is if I don't get any more, I'm only going to have Don't Live Your Life.
Or it could just be Don't.
Or Don't.
So it's
Don't Live.
Don't Live.
Oh, dear. So for every $10, it's a letter.
Every donation. Yeah, every donation is going to be a letter.
It's another letter. Yeah. Which is great. Push hard for those donations.
Not just that. That's just a good enough reason to donate during Saturday sessions on Saturday morning, but also for every $10 as well, you go into the draw to win two business class return tickets to LA or a destination of your choice, thanks to David Mack and McCarthy and Velocity Rewards. That's valued at $15,000. Plus, a runner-up will win a $2,000 RACV voucher, which isn't just about getting your car fixed, is it, Robbie?
It's certainly not. There's some fantastic resorts owned by RACV all across the country. Really top-notch, like elegant accommodation. Really, fancy holiday.
I could definitely use one of those.
No, you could use a holiday. And that's starting right now, Dean. You can do that. You could be
all right,
donating
I'm
right
out
now.
Of here. Oh, no, I could donate. Not
you
my could, holiday.
Not your holiday. You get no holiday. No, you have a very busy week.
So that's between 8 and 9 on Saturday morning. You can donate so that Pete Thunder can say more than just don or do or don't or don't lie on his arm.
Yeah, please don't leave me hanging on don't live.
No, we're going to need to make sure that you get those 16 donations.
Yeah, no, I love it. It's great. And that's just a touch of what many of the shows are going to be doing over the next week during our donation drive before the end of the financial year.
Yeah, fantastic stuff.
Yay, it's really exciting. It's going to be a whole heap of fun. And coming up, we're going to be speaking to the president of the Melbourne Chargers, Silas Palmer, because the Melbourne Chargers are playing
yes.
a game at Amy Park.
They certainly
it's
are.
It's going to be a little different, isn't it?
Inclusive rugby team going to be playing the curtain raiser at Amy Park this Friday night.
This Friday night. So we're going to find out all about that. Now, don't forget that you can donate to Joy. Every $10 puts you in the draw for those fabulous prizes. But you know what? It costs $1.19 to help keep Joy Joy on the airwaves. That's per minute.
Every minute.
Sorry, not just in general.
So your $10 donation will pay for at least 15 minutes.
Just this jabbering that we're doing right now. No, every little bit counts and it helps to keep us out loud and proud. So you can jump onto the Joy website, joy.org.au, and donate right now to help keep Joy fabulous.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.